Exclusive. DCCC Chair Sean Patrick Maloney lies about Taiwan Tetro's anti-police activism. By Sean Moran on May 17, 2021. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, Chairman Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, lied about DCCC Senior Advisor Taiwan Tetro's continued anti-police activism. According to Republican tracking footage Breitbart News has exclusively obtained, Maloney inflamed controversy when he hired Tetro in February. Tetro was the former trigger for Albany's original gangsta killers, or OGK. Tetro served time for shooting two rival gang members in 2006 and was convicted in 2011 for racketeering conspiracy. Tetro referred to police as white supremacists and defended looting. He also defended defunding America's law enforcement, called police racist, espoused anti-capitalist views, called to end cash bail, and urged officials to let criminals out of prison. In Republican tracking footage Breitbart News has obtained, Maloney said last week he supports ending systemic racism. "You're talking about deleted tweets before they worked for me. So it's a game you're playing, but I don't need to participate," Maloney said. However, despite Maloney's claim, Tetro has continued to espouse anti-police views and continued his activism regarding law enforcement. After a Columbus, Ohio, police officer reportedly shot and killed Makia Bryant in late April, who was allegedly armed with a knife, Tetro claimed Bryant called the police for help. "Police in Ohio killed a 15-year-old black girl today. Makia Bryant called the police for help and they gunned her down. Chauvin was not a bad apple, the entire tree is rotten," Tetro wrote in late April. Tetro wrote about law enforcement. "The fact that there hasn't been a mass police strike against the continued killing of unarmed black and brown people should tell you all you need to know about the entire institution. It's not a few bad apples, it's a poison tree, root and branch. The police want you to believe that it's acceptable for them to kill black people who run away from them. You must resist that rationale. The police don't have the right to kill anyone," he said in mid-April. Tetro wrote, "The police did not kill an unarmed Dante Wright by accident. The police did not kill an unarmed Dante Wright by accident. The police did not kill an unarmed Dante Wright by accident. The police did not kill an unarmed Dante Wright by accident." NYC has become the first city in the U.S. to end qualified immunity for police officers, Tetro said, cheering the elimination of illegal protection for law enforcement. "This is a huge step forward in the name of justice and toward greater accountability. Thank you at NYC Speaker Kojo and at NYC Council for passing this important legislation." Tetro also retweeted New York City mayoral candidate Diane Morales, D, who said that policing does not equal public safety. Maloney, who hopes to retain the House Democrat majority during the 2022 midterm elections, defended Tetro as many vulnerable House Democrats remain wary of embracing efforts to defund the police. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DVA, a swing district Democrat who narrowly defeated Republican Nick Freitas last November, said immediately after the 2020 congressional elections that Democrats should never say defund the police, or risk losing seats. "Democrats have a narrow majority in the House. No one should say defund the police ever again," the Virginia Democrat said. "Nobody should be talking about socialism. We need to not ever use the word socialist or socialism ever again. It does matter, and we have lost good members because of that," Spanberger said. She warned that if they repeat these leftist tactics, we will get torn apart. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.